Protesters have rallied outside Saudi Arabia's embassy in Tehran to condemn the recent sexual harassment of two Iranian teenage pilgrims by Saudi officers. The demonstrators chanted anti-Saudi slogans and called on embassy officials to leave Iran. The Saudi air campaign against Yemen continues into the 17th day. In the latest airstrike, four people, including a pregnant woman, have been killed in the northern Al-Jawf governorate. The United Nations has condemned Israel's unlawful detention of Palestinians. The UN Human Rights Office spokeswoman says it's worrying that Israel is holding Palestinians without trial. Ravina Shamdasani has called for an end to administrative detentions and the release of Palestinian prisoners. U.S. President Barack Obama says the days when Washington could interfere in Latin America are past. Obama has made the comments in an address to Latin American leaders in Panama before the opening ceremony of the 7th Summit of the Americas. Obama and Cuban leader Raul Castro shook hands at the ceremony. Gunmen have killed at least 20 laborers in Pakistan's southwestern province of Baluchistan. 50 militants on motorbikes stormed a construction site in Turbat district after midnight as the workers were sleeping. Three workers were also injured in the shooting. There's been no claim of responsibility. Hackers have broken into the customer database of Lufthansa, Germany's biggest airline, says it took prompt countermeasures following the cyber attack, but wasn't able to repel it. The airline says that hackers have accessed data on passenger users of its website and their frequent flyers.